Burden to W.C. White, September 10, 1907. Copy. Loma Linda, California, September 10, 1907. Elder W.C. White, Sanitarium, California. Dear Brother, I regretted that I was not with you at San Diego at your stockholders' meeting. I had planned to go down that evening, but Dr. Ledsworth and Brother Reeser both promised to go, and as my work was urging me at home, I stayed here, thinking they would be there to help you. Dr. Rubel is still with us at Loma Linda, and we have been having some good counsels. We are laying before him the special light that has been sent regarding the work at Loma Linda in all its phases, and are seeking to acquaint him with the principles we are trying to inculcate in the plan of our work. We expect Dr. Julia White this evening or tomorrow morning, and then we shall enter into a continued council until we feel he is fully informed of the plan on which we are to establish the school, so far as we understand it. I advised him to stay with us until the time of our medical council, or at least become acquainted with the school work here and the field work we are planning, and then make a trip to your place, that he may counsel with you and your mother concerning the medical missionary work which she feels should be carried forward at this time. By this means, as he returns to the council, he will have a clearer view of the situation and be better prepared to enter into the discussions of the council. I have tried to impress him with the importance of the medical school as it comes to me from the study of the testimonies, but I am inclined to think that he, like others, pities my comprehension of this great subject, although he may possibly admire my enthusiasm. I know it seems ridiculous for a layman to become so earnest concerning a new plan for a medical school. I would not for a moment suppose that I have a clearer comprehension of the details and scope of the work than others, but certain phases of it impress me very forcibly and clearly, first of which is this, that the Bible bears the same relation to a preparation in medical lines that it does to a preparation for any other line of work in the message, and that unless our physicians grasp their medical work from this standpoint, we shall always be far from the ideal. I illustrated it to him in this way. From my experience with our physicians, they usually consider rational treatment a very good thing until they come to some serious testing point in their experience, where their knowledge in these lines fails to meet the necessity of the case, and then they take a plunge into the dark and mystical abyss of questionable medicines, some of the very things that the spirit of prophecy has said should never enter into the human system, for they are Satan's substitutes for the Spirit of God. But when we counsel over the matter, all they say is, "We don't know what else to do." It is probably true, but if I can understand the instruction sent us, it is that students should learn all they can in scientific lines, and their application as far as sound wisdom and judgment can carry them. And beyond this, they should depend wholly upon the Lord for guidance and help as to what should be done in emergencies. If I can understand the messages, we are warranted in expecting that the Lord will give special wisdom in these times. There is one other matter I noticed from your mother's letter, written the 5th of this month, that I would like to counsel with you about. Please read a copy of the letter sent me concerning Ministry of Healing and Object Lessons. I gather from her letter that it is her mind that we should use object lessons for the financial assistance of the school here, as well as at Fernando. If so, we should like to know this. We are going to take up the work of Ministry of Healing in a thorough campaign in the district of the conference allotted to us, and if it is her mind that object lessons should be used for this school the same as for Fernando, I will bring the matter before our council at once, and we will take up this work also. I believe we can dispose of a good many books in these towns and neighborhoods, and among our patients. We have already used quite a number of object lessons in the past, and of course the profits went to Fernando, which was right, as they then had the field. But if we are privileged to use object lessons, I will bring the matter up before the conference committee, and have some adjustment of the matter by which we can really work for this book. I have not seen Elder Reeser since our last meeting on the campground, but have had two or three notes from him, in which he speaks of being crowded for means, that many are calling for means, which is not a surprise to me at all, after the unfortunate agitation at the camp meeting. I am sure that a different representation must come before our people. I have about made up my mind to work quietly among the churches that I visit, to get them to see that there is no safer place for their surplus means at this time than in the institutions which God has directed should be established. I am sure if these things are presented to them in the true light, the loyalty of our brethren and sisters will lead them in right ways. I tried to get the committee to take some action regarding the dining room for the students at Loma Linda, but could not get an action for even a consideration. When I came home, the family were anxious to know that could be done. I presented the situation before them as I met it at the camp, and told them that we could hope for little or nothing from that source. If anything was done, we must do it ourselves. In a few minutes, they had raised in pledges and donations $525. So the next morning, we went to work. The foundation is pretty well prepared for the building, and most of the lumber is on the ground. I hope to see the building enclosed in a couple of weeks. Probably we shall not be able to finish it, but hope to raise sufficient funds to get it so we can use it this winter. Where there is a will, there is a way. What God wants done, He is abundantly able to help us to accomplish. I am exceedingly thankful for the loyal company of workers God has brought to Loma Linda. They are always ready to do their part whenever they can see that it is for the good of the cause. Hoping to hear from you soon with reference to the book question, and that when Dr. Rubel visits you, you will do all you can to bring before him the light that has been given concerning the work at Loma Linda, and all the counsel your mother can impart that will be helpful for our coming medical council, I beg to remain. Yours, signed, Burden.